Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Honoring Hour. My name is Lynn and I am one of your co-hosts today. I'm here with the fabulous J.R. Adams. He's back. How are you, J.R.?
Good morning, friends. I'm wonderful and I am glad to be back and on my own time and sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah, well, we missed you last week. We missed you last week and we were wishing you well. We knew that you would do fabulous, so glad to hear. JR was giving me the update for all of y'all that follow us. He was just fantastic last week, and it was a wonderful wedding, so we're happy about that. And we have a special guest with us today that we are excited about. A couple years ago, I had the privilege of having a guest on the show, Paul Wong, and honestly, I was thinking about that. I'm not even sure how I came across Paul. But he was doing some energetic healing and had him on the show, and he was fantastic. So was delighted when he was willing to come back on. So Paul is an intuitive healer. He's got a professional healing practice, and he's worked with over 1,000 people worldwide. And I know that when I dealt with him before and when I've talked with him recently for the show, he's done a little bit of healing for me, and it was fantastic. It just really opened me up. I felt loving, and my heart just was just relaxed for the first time. Like, my whole body felt relaxed after that. So we are really excited to invite to the show today Paul Wong. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm happy to be back, and hopefully we could share some of the work with our listeners out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Paul, do you want to just start off with telling us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Sure. My healing journey probably started about like 7 or 8 years ago, maybe longer. That's when I developed chronic asthma. And then I had somebody in life that passed away that was close, and I was just dealing with a number of hardships in life. So I think after dealing with that, then somehow life brought me a chronic asthma. I couldn't really figure out why, what was happening. I just knew that I was losing weight. And then at that time, I wasn't practicing professional healing, alternative healing. So I eventually got diagnosed with chronic asthma. So I just went on a journey to resolve this asthma. I started with probably years back EFT, and then once I learned that, it was quite easy, quite intuitive. It was very easy for me to pick up like an intuitive practice. Then I went into like the UN method, and then that was also very easy. I think one of the things that I noticed is that I always get some incremental benefits from each of the practices I learned, but never resolved my asthma. So over time, it just took me a journey to heal myself. So the last few years, I've just been spending a lot of time in India to continue my journey. And I think that what happened in the last few years is that some of the reasons why I started to see why I was stuck, why I developed my asthma was lots of aspects of my heart was closed. And I spent a lot of time meditation and a lot of time trying to get to know why I got stuck and why it hurt so much on the inside. So it's just like so the healing journey has unraveled that just a lot of layers and layers and layers of stuckness that we just have to heal. And now the idea is to continue to share the process. I mean, I always had the practice. It's just that even though I had people with like 3-4 years ago, I was working with people, and then they're like, "Hey, your work is great, but I don't feel the warm and fuzzies about you. Your heart's closed." So, you know, you hear that a lot. And then you start to get the message that, you know, that there's more healing that needs to be done within me. And I think the message is for everybody that the healing journey really about yourself and really about your self-realization. I hope that in this show we just share the experiences of what my journey and help as many people as possible. I think one thing I wanted to do is, whoever that is that we're offering healing for, maybe if we're just doing it for individual, that the healing still applies for everybody because we have a lot of universal issues that are similar, and then they could be transferred to everyone. So I hope that gives people a general idea of who I am.
Great, yeah, and I always love to hear, that healing modalities are birthed from, the person's personal experience, because I think that they're the most powerful. I know from working with you, Paul, that, clearly you've learned a lot and you bring such a gift to the people that we're going to be, sending this message out to. And, we've done healings here on the show before and people are aware, and I'm glad that you shared that it's not just, if we're working with one person, it just can permeate because, ultimately we're here to live and work together and create together and, that all is one concept. As individuals, we share a common experience. So, it's really good to have that community in the healing. Now, you, on your website, you say that you developed the art of neutrality. And now I noticed you're kind of morphing into this opening the heart. Do you want to maybe explain how, or is that part of your journey and how you're morphing into this higher level of healing or a different level of healing? Did you want to address that at all?
Sure, we can explain. Yeah, I can explain that a little bit. It's like, again, when I started the practice, I was I started with the Yuan method. And that was the Yuan method, Chinese energetic. So I just had a practice. We call it Chinese energetics because it included a lot of Eastern practices and Chinese-based energetic principles from Qigong and different aspects. And then with the evolution, I thought back then, hey, let's just teach people the best practices, the best technique. So I wanted to say, hey, let's teach people some certain principles and certain healing techniques, which I thought that, hey, if I just teach the best practices, people will have the best tools and that they could help resolve their issues. So from my experience of working with a lot of people, what I noticed is that people were bouncing from one technique to another technique to another technique. And some of the common themes that are coming up with, well, it worked really well, but then I started working with one particular person, and then it didn't work, and then their frustrations came out, like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving, and it's like it's the external world triggering the internal. So as their internal stuff got triggered, then they're saying, oh, okay, I'm not good enough to do it, the technique doesn't work. So it's really not about that anymore. So as we focus on healing and going through the layers, what I notice is as people get through their stuckness based on their experiences, their suffering, their stories, then they just don't have this common, not deserving, not good enough. Seems to be a common universal theme with lots of people, especially in the Western world, even though people are successful on the outside, have money, have this or that, and nice houses, and there's this have some type of underlying unhappiness of, hey, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving. So they're still many people are still chasing their happiness on the inside. I mean, not the inside, on the outside. We want them to chase the happiness on the inside, and work through their layers so that they can, be happy at any moment, and then that's a constant process, constantly working through those layers and those thoughts that the moment you are not still and you start to get busy, the mind, and, you know, you have to go back to take a look at why your mind is so busy, why, what's driving you. Is there suffering driving you? You know, are there some unhealed aspects of your life that's driving you? Somebody said something to you, a teacher, parents, they weren't there for you, or, and now you feel like, oh, I'm not deserving of their love or attention, and now I have to. So those are just, you know, common examples. I mean, of course, we got people that had abuse and are experiencing trauma in younger life or in circumstances, and then they start to look at the world from a perhaps a distorted viewpoint, that they start to draw conclusions that just because of a bad traumatic experience, not that their experience is wrong, it's just that they start to formulate ideas that the world is only a certain way or a certain way. I have to protect myself, guard myself. And they're not, at that point, they're not getting into their heart. They're not getting in touch with their pain, their sadness. So the evolution of this work is to go through the layers and is to be comfortable in your vulnerability and in your pain, so that you could feel it and you could process it and you could release it, so then you could look at those people, perhaps even the people that caused you suffering or people that said harsh things to you, and you could love them or be kind to them or be compassionate to them despite whatever that happened in your life. So that's sort of that's what seems to have happened in the healing work. It's living it rather than say, hey, I have to be compassionate just because a spiritual book told me to do so. It's like you're truly living it. It's truly experiencing it, not just you're telling yourself affirmation. So I hope that gives some people some context of where we're going.
I think so. And Paul, you're such a blessing to this show in general, because we have been talking to our listeners, like, information about this has just been coming up over and over and over. So I'm delighted to have you actually on here to help those people that might listen to our show regularly that have been feeling a little stuck. So we've got some people in our chat room that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be able to call in. If you want to call in, our number is 657-383-1057. And if you want to talk, or like you want me to open up the line so that you can talk, you're going to have to press 1, I believe it is. But we can do like a general healing, or JR, would you like to volunteer? How would you guys like to work this?
Yeah, I'll be happy to go through the process with JR, and then as we go through it with JR, then the audience can experience this. So JR, if you like to pick something in life that could be, I don't know, it could be challenging, or it could be someone that pushes your buttons or triggering you, or experience that you're not totally at peace with, anything.
Well, I think where I come into uncomfortableness personally is because everything you were saying rang true to me, and I'm very much in alignment with recognizing in all of us that we have layers of stuckness and we have the layers of healing. You know, I tell a lot of my students and clients that, you know, if someone's, you know, allowing themselves to be perceived as a guru, like they're already there and have arrived, you know, you know, turn and run, because we're all on the journey and it's continual releasing, and that's, yeah. But that's where, you know, and I see myself there now, is I'm at the place of needing to release another layer so that I can heighten and allow more so the fullness of myself to be expressed.
Okay.
And for instance, the main thing for me is you know, because I've taught Reiki and some other classes for years, those are things that I'm certified at, those are things that I know, and I know that Spirit has been pressing me to step out of my cocoon, my bubble, and express new forms of healing and share, you know, more techniques, you know, similar to yourself in your journey. And so, but the fears come up, even in large speaking engagements sometimes. Just when I'm about to step out of that comfort zone or sphere, fears start to come up and surface. And it's like, whoa, you're like, I thought I dealt with this. But I'm sensing it's an undercurrent that wasn't reached. Yeah.
So that's very, okay, these are great examples and experiences that you're going through. And so I think that's this will be, when I say it's great, there's a common theme that everybody probably can relate to. So it seems to be related to expression, and the fear is connected to it. So that seems to be the areas that we could help with. For people listening, I would just say that if you have something related to the fears or discomforts relating to not being able to express yourself fully or clearly or truthfully, just find where you feel that feeling, that resistance. See if you can scan yourself and be with it, and then tune into it, and then you'll just follow along what I'm doing with JR, and then you'll be able to benefit. Try to turn off your cell phone and be by yourself and not be distracted at this moment. So JR, when you think of expression and the fears that are coming up, see if you can feel some type of attention or some type of feeling somewhere, or it could be your stomach, it could be your heart, it could be your throat. Where would that be?
I'm feeling it in front of my chest, actually in front of my chest and my dance in my stomach zone both. It's like an iron wall went up.
Okay. Good. So now that we can feel where the feeling is, that's where the feelings and the energies and where the resistance is being held. So for everyone else that's listening, it may be different for you. So just follow along the process. Just be with it. Go into the feelings by intention. So, JR, go into the feelings by intention, to just meaning to be with it. There's not a technique or anything. Just be with that feeling. And then I'm going to walk you through and lead you to it. So
Okay. Go
into the part of you that you feel uncomfortable when you're dealing with fear. And then go into the part of you that you're not totally at peace with dealing with fear. And then actually keep staying with that fear and kind of move into the center of that energy. The same thing for everybody else. And go into a part of you that isn't letting that go. And anything about being scared of letting that go, or not feeling at peace with letting that go. So at this moment, JR, notice if you feel that tension or that resistance is moving or changing. So if you can, describe what it feels like at this given moment.
Well, the heaviness is moving away, and there's a lightening up, and I'm sensing light coming in.
Oh, my good. So,
and I'm feeling as if now my energy is moving out. I'm more expanding now.
Okay, great. See if you look at the experience now, which is, I think, speaking or expressing yourself. See if there's other thoughts or feelings coming up, because that's usually the process. Is usually the next layer that comes up. So see what other thoughts and feelings might come up at this moment.
Actually, it's an image of an experience from when I was like 11, and my mother had me in a form of a ministry school, and I was in that place. I was presenting before a group, and then I was being critiqued very rawly.
Okay.
In that group.
Okay, great. So this is the experience that you had that's coming up, coming through. And for everybody else, you might have something similar, or if you just have a feeling, other uncomfortable feelings, stay with that feeling. So the idea with this work is rather than avoid our feelings, we are processing the feelings through the cycle of our energetic system. And in Chinese medicine, there's you know, we have these circuitry in our body that we want to actually process them through. But if we don't process them through and they get stuck, then it just the thoughts, these same thoughts might keep coming up, but if we never deal with them, they will just keep coming back until we deal with it. So the experience of that time of the age, there's an energy behind it. See if you can feel the energy or our intention go into the energy that's behind this experience or the story. Okay, so stay with that feeling, okay,
mm-hmm.
and go inside that energy or that feeling. And go into the part of you that's holding on to it, and go into the part of you that doesn't want to let that go. And go into the part of you that doesn't like the feeling of being critiqued. Go into the pain of being critiqued. Go into anything that triggers, that part that triggers when you're being critiqued that you're not good enough. And go into the feeling of not being good enough. All right. So now when you look at that experience of being critiqued, how does it still feel?
It feels better, and I'm able to embrace it. And I'm actually at another level of reflecting on it now. And, I mean, there was a lot of resentment there. I didn't even want to be present there. And so there was a lot of resentment towards being forced into the environment. And so there were other layers of energy that were retaining that.
So good.
And then I had the thought of being not good enough for who was the phrasing that came up for me. So,
okay.
In other words, whose judgment?
Okay. So the judgment. Okay. So see if you connect to the energy behind that judgment. And go into the resistance in that energy. Go into that feeling. Go into the part of you that doesn't like to be judged, and go into any pain that's connected, that gets triggered or evoked when you're judged.
It's self.
Okay.
Because I allow myself to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
I allow the perception of life to bring that on me. So really,
Okay, so the energy behind the I, let's go in there, okay? And go into any type of pain connected behind the I. And then keep staying with that resistance there. Any part of you that's not letting that go. Any part of you that's uncomfortable letting that go. Okay, so when you look at that I again, that self-judgment, that I, see, notice how that feels at this moment.
At peace.
Okay, good.
Because I recognize, yeah, nice. I mean, there is no behind I, there is only truth.
Yes.
Peace,
yes, yes.
Creator, manifester.
Okay. Good. So now if you look at the experience, before, right, the moment you would speak, right, if you're unconscious about this, or a person is, then they would feel all this angst, and they don't know why. Okay, so we're going to the layers so that we could get to the energy to release it. So it's not no different than physical healing. Physical healing would be a similar process. We just go through it, and then there could be layers like this. Chronic issues could be a lot more challenging and more complex. I mean, do a final test. Take a look at speaking in front of people or expressing yourself. Notice if you feel any resistance or other thoughts or other if you're getting stillness, then you're doing really well. But if you still have other thoughts and feelings coming up, then there's other layers.
Right. Nice. Yeah, I feel, well, there was a shift in my energy, and I felt a heaviness come off of me, and weight came off of me. And I felt that, and more of an opening, broader. Yeah. And energetically, yeah. I even feel that shift. So, yeah. Nice.
Great. So,
thank you. Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I just wanted to, if I don't mean to cut either of you off, but we have another caller that, you know, we might be able to do as well that's interested in being on the line. Is it okay if I go ahead and open that up, Paul?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm opening up the line for 5374. Can you hear us?
I'm still here. I could hear you.
Yeah. So if you have the last numbers, 5374, I just opened up the line. But it's not showing on my computer that it's opened up. Okay, now, are you here, 5374?
Yes.
Great. So do you have an issue you'd like Paul to, you want to give us your name, and if you have your issue, you can give it to Paul.
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have lots of issues, but the issue I am struggling with at this time is really following my soul's purpose. Knowing and having the confidence that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. So I really could feel the energy. So there's a part of you that's saying there's some doubts, right? There's some uncertainty. Is that true for you at this moment?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's very simple. So when you have some uncertainty or some doubts, just kind of scan yourself and see if you can feel some of that you're not totally clear or not quite on purpose. See if you feel the energy there. Maybe your heart, and maybe your stomach, and maybe your back and your arms. Everybody's a little different.
My heart. I feel not really a heaviness, but a racing to get it done.
Okay. So for everybody else in listening. Same process. Find if you're not totally on purpose or happy with your purpose or whatever the case might be, stay present to that feeling. So for you, go into that feeling that if anything that's uncertain or something that's doubting, just go into the energy of it by intention, and go into the part of you that is not totally happy at this moment. And then go into the part that feels that resistance. Go into the part that's not totally clear.
Okay.
And then go into the part of you that's not trusting.
Okay.
And now check your heart at this moment. What is it that you feel? And what's the next feeling that's coming up or next thought that's coming up?
Okay, the next feeling is joy.
Oh, okay, good.
The
there
next
go.
Thought is I'm absolutely on track.
Good, see? This is your self-realization. There we
yes.
go.
And it's just, my life has taken a turn from January till now.
Uh-huh.
I've lost a lot of loved ones, and I lost a job, and, I do believe that I'm in the place now where I'm supposed to be, but
okay.
I think the confirmation was not there.
Okay, so the dealing with the loss. Okay, whenever we deal with loss, there's a certain amount of grief. It's part of the, Chinese medicine, basic Chinese medicine, lungs, deals with grief.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
mm-hmm.
see if there's any grief that's still there with dealing with loss, see if you could feel a feeling. And for general, for anybody else in the listening, if you're dealing with grief, stay with that feeling and go into the part of you that hasn't let that go. Let go of the part of you in the past and the pain of fully letting it go. And if there's some sadness, it's okay.
Yes, there's the word that comes, it's a tingling there that's lightened up.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of what your journey is that you have to let go of the past, and part of the letting go is to fully process the grief, the sadness, the attachments, and then let that go. That's what it is. So, and then sometimes for some people, right, it's like losing triggers other things that they haven't processed the grieving on. So then they have to do that for other people. So that's what we're doing, is to help people with that. And you're the catalyst that helped brought that together. So how are you doing now?
I'm good.
Okay, great.
I'm feeling very confident. The confusion is separating from the confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, there you go.
I do feel a connection to people that have passed to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, some people don't believe in it, or some people don't, well, some people think I'm crazy, but, you know, I do feel mm-hmm. that connection, and I feel like that I can be a go-between for those that have passed and those that are still here.
Right. Well, this helps people out here. So for anybody that wants to do intuitive work and you feel like other people have doubts or thinking you're not sane or and whatever their response is, their judgment, see if you feel the energy of that, the concern or worry about what people think. Okay? So mm-hmm. it could be for you or it could be for other people. So go into that experience of it feeling not comfortable when other people are doubting you or you know, making fun of you a little bit or worse sometimes, being angry because you have a different, you see the world differently. So go into that energy and go into not being happy when other people have doubts or not believing in you. Go into a part of you that's not, that up until now hasn't let go, so we can actually be with that part. And then go into the resistance of letting that go. Okay, so now when you look at the experience that other people may think it doubt you or think you're crazy or judge you, how does that still feel at this moment?
It feels lighter. It feels
great.
It's like a mirror in front of me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a really good realization.
And I'm reflecting myself in the mirror. But in reflecting
mm-hmm.
myself, I'm seeing the confidence. I'm seeing the the ability to move forward and not be held back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. So everyone that is, like I said, that could may have doubted you or not believed in you, it's just them going through their journey and it's triggering or evoking what hasn't been released or healed. So
mm-hmm.
So then you could truly see the message, because a lot of people say, until they work through their layers, and the saying is that everybody is a mirror to you, or the people that hurt you the most is helping you become enlightened. That before, most people would just see it as a, well, this is a nice concept, but now if you actually work through it, you can actually truly see that. If you have worked through it and the people that said things and you thought it was hurtful, it's like loving them despite whatever they did. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So
Paul, can I just interject here, because I didn't process that as quickly as Mary did. My initial thing was franticness, because when I feel like I'm being judged, I feel like I have to compartmentalize my life, and I can be real with some people and not real with another. And whereas Mary got that mirror of reflection, I moved into aggravation and irritation. And that's kind of where, like, I'm still aggravated and irritated.
Okay, let's work. Let's help everybody work through that. So when you feel judged and you feel the aggravation, there's an energy there. So be with the energy of aggravation. Okay, and that energy has some amount of resistance. Go into that resistance. Go into the pain of being aggravated. Go into not being happy when you're aggravated. And go to the party that doesn't want to let go of the aggravation.
Yeah, and I can see why I lean to that aggravation and irritation, because it's hard for me to move out of the way, because underneath that, it's a helplessness and a feeling that I have to prove myself, and I'm helpless in doing.
Go into the helpless feeling and stay with that energy. So again, being with it simply means you're being loving of the dark parts of you, the parts that you don't want to look at. Okay? So go into the helplessness and be with that. Go into the pain of the helplessness. Go into the part that doesn't want to let go of the helplessness.
I'm taking a second here, because I do not want to go here. Another second.
Go into the part that resists going there. And then go into the pain of going there. Go into the grief that's contained in there. Yeah. Go into the part that's not letting go of that grief.
Yeah, under that is just vulnerability.
All right, go into the fear of vulnerability. Go into the pain of vulnerability.
Well, I can sense, like, around my heart, it's almost like a pressure, like a not being able to breathe kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Go into that not being able to breathe, just be with it. Go into fear of not being able to breathe. Go into that scary feeling of not being able to breathe. Go into the part that's not letting that go. Go into the grief that's contained in there.
So I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt.
Go into the fear. Be with that. Go into the pain of being hurt. Go into the feeling that you're not going to be safe. I'm pain of not being safe.
Well, I just kind of see that as like this intricate networking system of things I have not let go of.
Past
experiences.
That's because that's everything that we think of who we are, you know, which is made of, which is, that's how the ego is made of all the experiences of who we think who we are. And their interconnectedness, and we're just going to the layers of unraveling the ego. So how does that feel at this moment when you look at before I started in the general layer, aggravation, and now we kind of went to not getting hurt, not wanting to be vulnerable, and so on. What's the current feeling at this moment?
I can feel it lifting. It's almost like a slow fog burn off. Like I can feel the clearing behind it, but it's almost like I kind of feel like the next couple of days I'm going to be burning this fog off.
Yeah, that's happened to a lot of my clients. Yeah, especially for women, you know, and some men, but more with women, like the first 4 or 5 sessions, most of them are bawling their eyes out because they're releasing so much. I would say it's likely that for a few days you could be processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will say that my inclination, and like I'm really having to just say no, I'm staying with the fog because I know what's behind the fog. There is that grieving process. I can sense that clearly. But like my inclination, like my habitual nature wants to just move back into that anger because that was been my protective mechanism. So I'll work over the next couple of days to follow that and honor that grieving process because I can feel that healing behind it.
Yeah, usually behind anger for most people is sadness or pain or something that they haven't healed, and the anger is a protective mechanism. And so it's just kind of like if you work through a lot of your layers, when people are really angry, it's likely that you'll probably be highly compassionate because you know that they're going through pain that they just are unconscious of, and that the only way they're expressing themselves is through anger, you know. And later on, as people grow and mature, that they know that anger is probably not the best way to deal with life because anger hurts and creates disharmony in relationships, and you know. So that's just a maturity process, you know,
right.
As people grow. I think we did some really good work today.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think we've only got like a couple of minutes before we actually get cut off. We've stopped live streaming, so anybody that wants this, and for you that are listening and for you, Paul, we need to make sure we tell people that if you stream it live, or like stream it when you're listening back to it versus downloading it. Downloading is going to cut off at that 30-minute mark from my experience. But if you listen to it from the Honoring Hour website or the Blog Talk website, you'll get to listen to this whole process. So, Paul, thank you so much for being on here, for sharing your gifts, and for being so willing to, you know, to work with us and everyone that listens to our show. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, it's always
Paul.
A pleasure. Yeah, hey, JR.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you, absolutely. You have to come back again and share, you know, yourself with us and keep us posted on what you're doing. And do you have a book out or even do you, you know, anyone listening, do you have a favorite book that you would refer people to understand more about their self and their own healing?
I'm going to try to put out a process out, and you can, you know, always connect with me on Facebook if you heard of me, or connect with me on my website, which is theartofreality.com. And I would say some of the really good teachers that will be touring America right now is Karuna, Sri Karuna Mai, and Hugging the Hugging Saints. You know, some people that talk about self-realization is Ramana Maharshi, very well known. So those are some of the references I would use, and I gained a lot from learning from them. And a lot of work just comes through meditation. Just, you know, when we're meditating, we could, sometimes the layers get revealed through us. I say that if people want to, they can certainly do some coaching with me. I would say that it would. For this work, this energy transmission to get transferred to someone, it takes a few months to work through. And again, it's not learning a technique because people are seeing that from working with Lynn and JR and the lady that was just on, there's layers. And when working with the layers, you just can't just say, I'm just going to wing this technique out and use that. You just have to learn to go into the depths of your sensitivities and your vulnerabilities to kind of have that self-mastery. As you, like I said to Lynn, that you have that self-mastery. If you work through your own anger issues and that protectiveness, then you can really truly have that compassion for someone because you're like, I don't have to take it so personally because they're just hurting and suffering in the inside. So I would say that's some of the resources, and I'd be glad to come back on. I think it's really fun to give back to the public and help out as many people as I can through these forums.
Great.
And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome, Paul. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. And we will definitely be setting this up again because I know that after I process this fog, I'll be ready to go again. I'm sure I've not hit the bottom of my layer, right? So
it's ongoing. It's a gem once you get through that fog. Once everybody gets through their own fog, there's a gem. There's a treasure piece for you, for everybody